Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
It's not the barley or the wheat. It's not the oven or the heat.
Greetings, Internet. This is Sasha Pfeiffer, host of Radio Boston. We've got a little something extra for you here today, just in time for Thanksgiving. Bread. Really, really, really good bread. Yvonne Rapperty is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Easy Artisan Bread. She lives in Somerville, and she's also a test cook and writer for Cook's Illustrated Magazine, based right in Brookline. We brought Yvonne into WBUR's kitchen recently to share her recipe for her no-knead date and walnut boule. She started by preheating a Dutch oven, one of those cast-iron pots with a lid, at 450 degrees.
Together to break bread.
So, Yvonne, if we were to do this whole thing at home, it would take a minimum 7 hours. So you're going to do a shortcut version today.
I am. But the good thing about this dough is that once you get it mixed and in the refrigerator, you can kind of leave it there until you're ready to bake it. So you can do it, mix the dough together today, bake it tomorrow, bake it 2 days from now.
So what do you have spread all over the counter? Walnuts, flour?
I have some dates and some toasted walnuts and some whole wheat flour, which is going to give a really nice hearty flavor to the boule, some bread flour, some yeast, and salt and honey.
Okay, so what next?
So I'm going to start to prep these dates here. And these dates happen to have a pit in them, so I'm just going to take the pit out. So I'm just going to chop these up. Okay, we have about a cup. So what we're going to do now is we're going to soften the dates. These dates are actually pretty soft today, but a lot of times when you'll find them, they'll be really, really dry. So we want to soften them with some boiling water, because when the dates go into the dough, we don't want the dry dates to draw any more moisture out of the dough. So I have some water here that's just come to a boil, so I'm going to measure out a cup. And I'm just going to pour it over the dates, and we're just going to let this sit until it cools down, comes to room temperature. Okay, so while that cools, I'm going to finish chopping the walnuts that I have. And I have about a cup here, and I've toasted them. So I'm just going to give them a little bit more chopping. The great thing with this bread is that if you don't like walnuts, you can substitute any kind of nut that you like. If you like pecans, that works great too. So once the dates are room temperature, we're just going to mix the whole dough together, and you'll see how simple this is. So I have 2 cups of whole wheat flour and 1¼ cups of bread flour.
Why the mixture?
The mixture is because the whole wheat flour doesn't have a lot of the gluten that you want for a bread. And so we kind of boost it with the bread flour, which has a lot of protein and will enable the dough to develop a lot of gluten, which is what you want in a dough. So I have that in the bowl, and then I'm going to add 1¼ teaspoons of salt, 1¼ teaspoons of yeast, 2 teaspoons of honey. This is going to give it a little bit of sweetness. And the dates are already pretty sweet, so we don't need to add too much more sugar to this. And then we'll add the chopped nuts and our cooled date mixture. And then just one more thing. We need to add 3/4 cup of lukewarm water. And you want to make sure that the water isn't too hot, because you don't want to kill the yeast. If the water is really, really warm, it'll kill off that yeast, and then the dough won't rise.
The water just adds a little more moisture.
Yeah, that's one of the secrets to the no-knead dough, is that we make a dough that's a little bit wetter than a normal dough. And because the dough is wetter and we let the dough sit, that develops the gluten all on its own. That's why we don't have to knead it.
So you don't have to get your hands in this and get the dough under your fingernails.
Yeah, you just stir it together and you let it sit. We'll just cover this and we'll let it sit on the counter for about 2 to 3 hours till it about rises double, and then we stick it in the fridge. So I have some dough that I have already prepared, and I've let it risen on the counter and I've let it sit in the refrigerator overnight. So that dough is ready to bake. So this is the dough that I've had resting in the refrigerator overnight, and you can see how much larger it's gotten because the yeast has worked and the gases have expanded. I'm just going to flour the counter. So I'm just going to form this into a 6-inch round ball, and we're just going to let it sit for 30 minutes, and then it's ready to bake. Okay, so the bread is ready to bake, so I'm going to put it in the pot that I've had preheating. I'll make sure you use hot mitts so you don't burn yourself, because the pot is really hot. So I'm going to sprinkle some cornmeal on the bottom of the pot so that the dough doesn't stick. And then I'm just going to place it in the pot. And then at this point, what we want to do is we want to cut either a few slices on the top of the dough or snip it with some scissors. And what that's going to do is it's going to allow the dough to rise in the oven without it like making cracks. It's going to kind of give it a nice pretty pattern and give the steam some room to escape. And then the last thing I'm going to do is just brush it a little bit with water. And what that's going to do is it's going to help the boule to expand even more once it goes in the oven.
You can hear it sizzling as it hits the bottom of that Dutch oven.
It's hot. So I'm going to put the lid back on, and then it goes in the oven. Okay, that's going to bake for about 40 minutes, and then we're going to take the lid off, and then we bake it about another 20 minutes until it gets a nice golden crust, and the internal temperature of the boule is about 210 degrees. Okay, so I have the fresh baked loaf here, and I also brought a honey butter to go on it and a cream cheese spread, which are both recipes in the book.
Oh, it is really lightly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Super lightly sweet.
It's a really good hearty bread, and the whole wheat flour is really good for you with the whole grains.
All right, I'm going to put some honey butter on this little piece.
Okay.
That's really good.
Thanks. I'm going to try the
You can taste the honey. That's really great.
Thank you.
Breaking bread, we are gathered here together to break bread. Breaking bread.